This will be an emotional one for head coach Gary Kubiak. Hello, I'm Phil Milani with Matt Boyer with a preview of the Broncos' divisional round matchup against the Houston Texans. Houston beat Kansas City in the wild card weekend, and now they'll be heading to Mile High City. And, of course, head coach Gary Kubiak started as a head coach for the first time in this league in Houston, spending 8 seasons there.
They gave him his shot, as you mentioned. They also took it away in December of 2013. They fired head coach Gary Kubiak. However, this matchup kind of brings two teams that are very similar. The defensive side of the ball, you've got the number one ranked defense in the league, the Broncos, versus the number three ranked defense in the regular season, the Texans. J.J. Watt kind of battling a hand injury towards the end of the regular season.
Club.
Yeah, right, the club. He was really swinging it towards the end of the year. Clowney, Cushing, two other guys that really played big for them down the stretch. But the offensive side of the ball, like the Broncos, kind of middle of the pack as far as statistics go. On offense, I think that they were playing without their starter for most of the year, just like the Broncos. So really a lot of similarities between these two teams. The Texans, of course, will have a lot of motivation playing their former coach. But I also think these players want to really stick out for Gary Kubiak. This is a guy who has inspired them all season, has done a tremendous job, as everyone has said in the locker room, handling the quarterback situation, handling the struggles mid-year. I think that they really want to get this win for him.
You mentioned the quarterback situation. Peyton Manning starting this game. I think that most fans out there are a little bit nervous with Watt on the other side of the ball.
Well, and they should be. J.J. Watt is the premier defensive end in the NFL. No disrespect to Von Miller. Does a great job. But I think that he could present a problem. We mentioned the hand injury earlier. That might, you know, come into play a little bit. The offensive line, inexperienced. This will be Max Garcia's first playoff game. Michael Schofield, if he starts at right tackle, this could be his first playoff game as well. So a lot of guys, a lot of youth on that offensive line. But they have also shown an ability, you think about the Green Bay game, to protect Peyton Manning and allow him the time he needs in order to get those passes off.
Yeah, running game will certainly be key in this one. This will be the first ever matchup between the Broncos and Texans in the playoffs. Okay, for Matt Boyer, I'm Phil Milani with a divisional round preview.